The April 22, 2025, attack on unsuspecting tourist on the Baisara Meadow in Pahalgam, Shepherd's Valley, Anantnag district in the illegally occupied Indian side of Kashmir is condemnable. Civilian fratricide in Kashmir's War of Liberation remains a sad collateral damage. The fact that Anantnag has been experiencing attacks on Hindu pilgrims repeatedly in the past, and is a high security zone for Indian security forces, raises questions. Without getting into conspiracy theories that are making rounds on either side of the Indo-Pakistan border, and despite the narratives pushed forward by the lightweight, immature and jingoist Indian media, on the face of it, it seems a monumental security failure of the Indian establishment. So, when a handful of militants in military fatigues singled out and shot tourists in broad daylight with no immediate reaction by liaison site, including the Indian Army, the politicians saw an opportunity to turn this into another opening to whiplash the archenemy Pakistan. From the Indian perspective, putting the blame immediately on Pakistan and calling the Resistance Front, TRF, the obscure group that took responsibility for the attack, an extension of Lashkar-e-Taiba, lessee, without any evidence, made sense. It puts Pakistan, which already suffers from image problem thanks to the incessant Indian propaganda internationally, and the likes of Khawaja Asif domestically, on the defensive. It enhances Islamabad's financial woes, and it provides a casus belli or justification for any subsequent Indian reaction, diplomatically and militarily. So, as a knee-jerk reaction, New Delhi held in abeyance the 1960 Indus Water Treaty, IWT, that it had been eyeing to undo for quite some time, in addition to other steps including downgrading diplomatic relations, etc. In a tit-for-tat response, Pakistan also suspended the 1972 Shimla-Simla agreement reached after the 1971 war, revoking the status of line of control, LOC, besides overflight rights to Indian-owned and Indian-registered aircraft. Following discourse deals with some aspects of the standoff. First, India in such eventualities, buoyed by its economic and military muscles, has been following a pattern to building a case for retaliatory strikes against Pakistan. It reacted militarily for Pulwama attacks in Pakistan proper at Balakot in 2019, a first, and undertook major escalatory actions for Bombay attacks in 2008, Parliament attack in 2001, etc. The 2008 standoff was only de-escalated when the US and the UK issued travel advisories against visiting India. The Bangalore IT enterprise strongly objected to the domestic political rhetoric for losing business, and the stock market plummeted. Escalation harms India more than Pakistan.